You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Squarespace. Turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project. Whether you're showcasing your work or selling products of any kind with beautiful templates and the ability to customize just about anything, you can easily make a beautiful website yourself. And if you do get stuck, Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support is there to help. Head to squarespace.com/bangbang for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use that offer code bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. If you're a lonely spider who feels like an outsider, then have some worm friends. Oh, I thought it said warm friends. No, it's worm friends. Okay, this makes more sense. If you're a lonely spider who feels like an outsider, then have some worm friends over for the fire, pie, and spider cider. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know why I picked that one. It had a lot of words, and I didn't read it beforehand, and there it is. Thank you, though, to Labus the Sad Prince. What does that mean? Labus the Sad Prince for that catchphrase submission. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week, another episode. And what an episode it is. Coming up a little later on the show, we have an advisor. Wow. That sounds amazing. Maybe I'll get some advice, or maybe he's here to give advice to other people, not including me. And also a little later, we'll have a girlfriend. That's weird. A girlfriend. All right. Well, sure. That's coming up later in the show. My name's Scott Aukerman. Welcome to the show. And returning to the show, a returning champion, some might say.
Oh, they are champions crowned?
Yeah.
In the Bang Bang?
Yes, we do. We crown a champion at the end of the show. So in your previous episode that you were on, we did not give you an award. Is that correct?
I received zero certificates.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, maybe you didn't do all that well.
Perfect.
However, though, now you are returning, which makes you a champion.
Oh, thank you.
You weren't a champion before and are returning.
I'm so excited.
You have returned, and thus that makes you a champion.
Yeah, as a German, we can't really accept awards or any kind of positive distinctions. It's part of the contract, so.
I know you're fully able to give out a lot of negativity and
Yes, we exude it, and then we direct it towards ourselves.
Right.
And that's just how it works.
You know him from such things as his comedy. You know him. I believe I saw him on Homeland. Did I not see you on Homeland?
I was also, there's a Trader Joe's just in Toluca Lake.
I used to live right next to it.
Oh, yes. From 9 to 9:30 every morning, I get the Go Raw Trail Mix, two packages. So okay. I've seen you there many times.
Why not buy in bulk? And then you wouldn't have to go every day.
Cardiovascular exercise is very important, Mr. Augman.
That is your only cardiovascular exercise, is going to and from Trader Joe's.
I burn the calories since I eat them and repeat, like the shampoo.
Okay. So you're staying at neutral. You burn enough calories for that trail mix, and then you eat it off.
It is like the stock market. It's a zero-sum calorie game. Yes.
You're playing the stock market wrong, by the way. But we do want to introduce you. You've also seen him in the Pitch Perfect films, or one of them. I can't recall.
I think only one.
Only one. Number two. Is that right?
Yeah, perhaps.
Perhaps.
I have not. I don't
You've
know.
You've done so much in your career, you barely remember it.
I don't watch anything. I have.
Really? You've never watched any of your performances?
I don't watch anybody's of anything. I just.
You don't watch anyone's performances?
I'm busy watching.
You've never seen movies or TV?
No. I watch plays primarily in Northern Bavaria.
Really?
And then I once participated in a sexy contest in Northern Franconia.
You participated?
Yeah, I did.
And were you a returning champion there?
I placed three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, bronze.
The bronze.
Bronze,
sorry.
Sexy.
And we'll introduce you in a moment. What did you have to do in order to participate in this competition? Was it, first of all, what did you have to do to entry?
Yeah.
Entry. To enter.
Yeah.
And what did you have to do whilst you were in the competition?
You have to have an occupation. And so they're like, what is your occupation? And then I said, I'm a hype man. And so then I did hype man a local library in Erlangen, is my hometown.
Okay.
And so I did pump everybody up very hard with some Beastie Boys.
Okay.
And this is how I was accepted into the contest.
And to whom were you hyping? Normally a hype man is an accessory, right? Part of a team, am I right?
This is correct. Yeah. I recruited two senior citizen females who were in a continuing education class of Spanish, and they were renting some books. And so I said, may I hype you into the library, please?
Mm-hmm. They were renting the books.
Okay, and so I was renting them as my hype.
That's not the typical library situation. Normally, you just borrow them.
It was odd. Yeah, everyone did not understand what was happening.
Okay, they just erected a library and thought that they should rent out the books.
Yes, everyone was erect, and we filmed it.
And then, So that's what you did for the competition.
Yes.
Returning to the show, Flula is here. Hello, Flula.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
You're wearing a Famous Monsters t-shirt, of which there is one monster, I believe, by the name of Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is the most close to the dinosaur Triceratops. I could not find my Triceratops t-shirt, so I'm wearing this.
You couldn't find it, really?
No. Yeah.
Okay, that's too bad. And he, I believe he has a subway car in his mouth?
Yeah, he's munching on trains.
That's how big he is. See, when you show a picture of Godzilla, you need to show something that shows how big he is for scale.
Yeah, sometimes a nickel or perhaps a dime.
Sure.
Yeah.
That would be, normally I see a picture of Godzilla and he has a tiny nickel by his toe.
So smart, you know, but then where is the rest of body? This is a large t-shirt you're wearing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
How have you been? It's so good to see you back.
I'm very good. My blood pressure is in normal range.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I have been exercising very much. Mm-hmm. I started a podcast called Boomtime.
Boomtime, yes. Yeah. That is your, one of your catchphrases. Am I right? Boom time?
Yeah, well, boom is it always. I scream it, and then I like to say, like, what time is it? It's boom time.
Right.
You know.
And is that primarily what happens on the podcast?
Most people, I say, what time is it? And then if they are incorrect, we continue until they say boom time, and then we do an ad read. Okay. And then we are finished.
So this is about 2 minutes long, depending on if they get it or not?
You can be surprised. There are some people 45 minutes. We have a podcast. It's lots of guessing.
You're one of Germany's great comedians. Is that correct?
Nobody knows. I did not know that people thought I was a comic person. So nobody knows.
You just put your stuff out there. You don't know if people think it's funny, if people think it's serious.
Yeah. I have a reggae album. Some people said best album ever. Other people wrote just sent me doo-doo, you know, so like it, you don't know
right.
what will happen.
And you were out there opening for, or not opening for Conan O'Brien, but you're his disc jockey, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, Conan O'Brien, host of Conan Needs a Friend, an Earwolf podcast.
Okay, oh, sure, yes.
He, free drop.
Yeah, he needs a little more advertising.
He does. I am his DJ, and yes, I do open the show to explain to people how pumped up they must be before Conan enters.
And how pumped up should they be?
It should be so your ears, have you heard of tinnitus?
Yes, of
course. You should develop it.
Just that particular evening.
Yes, before Conan is entered, you need to feel like a big ouch.
That's how pumped up people need to be for Conan.
Absolute.
Really? Yeah. And that helps his performance, or?
I don't know. This is just my job. Yeah.
Has his performance changed based upon how you perform your tasks?
I think so, but also I am clueless. So I'm just happy if I don't expire and if Conan is excited.
I would like to see you in a remake of Clueless, speaking of that.
I would love this
in the Alicia Silverstone role.
Oh, will we do this?
Yes, let's do this.
I will start growing my hairs.
Which one's your beard or?
Oh, no, the top.
Oh, okay, the top. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the top follicles.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
How many can you grow? Let's see. We got the top.
Top.
We got the right under the nose there.
Yeah, two of those.
We got the chinny chin chin.
And the nippies.
And the nippies, right.
Yeah.
Now, down below, those don't grow.
No, I shave that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got
always.
It.
Always.
Always.
Yeah, yeah. As you say, airport. You know?
Yes, the landing strip.
Oh, what? Yeah, okay.
You have a little Brazilian?
Well, I'm like Chicago. There's O'Hare and Midway, so I have two strips. Yeah.
So the podcast is Boom Time, and who appears on this program? What type of guest do you have? Do you have community activists? Like, sometimes I have listen to my guest today. Advisor and girlfriend.
Is this
the type of thing that you have on your show?
This is vague. Are these like illegal aliens?
I don't know why they're hiding what they do and their identity. I don't understand.
I'm excited and afraid to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah, on Boomtime we have any normal guests like Edward Helms, if you have heard of this person. And
yes, Ed Helms I do know. Yes.
I like to, okay, Ed.
Yeah, Ed is. I'm a little more familiar with him, I think.
Okay.
I went to see one of his movies, and they called him Ed, and it was sort of like, oh, yeah, call me Ed.
Oh, oops.
Implicit in that.
It's like potato pot. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Got it. Also, very strange Olympians, Nick Simmons, who was an Olympian and also can run the beer mile, which is a real event.
The beer mile?
You are chugging many beers, 4 beers in 1 mile. This is not a joke.
You have to do 4 in 1 mile.
Every 0.25 miles, you must chug at the beer.
You have to chug it before you can continue.
You must chug it before you can lug it, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard of lick it before you kick it, but chug it before you lug it.
Yes, this is a new one.
So by the end of 1 mile,
yeah,
you've drank 4 beers.
4 beers.
How many miles is it? Just one?
It's one, and it is. His record is 7 minutes.
7 minutes? That's not bad. I can run a mile in about 20 or so. So yeah, yeah.
That's pretty under below
and
average.
And I'm not drinking the beers during that.
Yeah.
So maybe it would give me a little wind beneath my wings.
Exactly. Some chariots of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And could they also have a competition of how many beers one could drink while running a mile?
How many beers could a beer chug if a chug could chug the run? Yes.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be a separate competition. They could run side by side. Someone could be trying to do it fast while drinking 4.
Yeah.
The other person could just be like, as fast as I can go, as many as I go. By the end of the mile, if I drink 20, then I win.
Vomit.
No matter how fast or slow I go.
I like this very much.
It could take all night.
Any days, any nights, all the fortnights. I'll play this, yes.
Yeah.
Let me know when this has happened. If this is a podcast, I'll be started as well.
And so you talk to these people on the show, and it's a conversational show, much like this one. We're having a conversation right now.
We are conversing.
Not?
Yes, we are conversing so deep and hard. And I do this also with my guests. I ask questions that perhaps they have not heard before.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, it's usually the sentence structure that they have not heard before, because as a German person, we are
It's a little backward. The syntax is a little...
They hear a subject, they don't know where is the predicate, and they must wait minutes. So it can be confusing.
It can be very confusing, but that's part of the fun.
Absolutely, and I'm super excited all the time.
I've never seen you in a bad mood.
Yeah, it does not exist.
Right.
Yeah.
You just wake up this way, is that right?
I do. I scream Boom Time, and then I go, I put on pantaloons, and I do it.
So is that... If you're out there... And you're wondering, how do I get in a good mood for the day? Because a lot of people, like, today is a Monday.
Yeah.
You know, you open your weary eyes and it's like, oh, fuck, the whole week is about to start. If you just scream Boom Time, that gets you up, right?
It immediately improves your heart rate. You feel very good. And if you think a bad thought, well, then just pee on it.
Very good. See, this is you have such a wonderful a point of view, a POV, as I like to say.
Yeah, POV. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any tips for you know, a lot of people listen to this show trying to get into a better mood. We have a fun, just lighthearted show.
Yeah.
Do you have tips for people out there for people struggling with mental health?
Yeah, I think scream into a pillow. and an assist does not work, scream into two pillows. And
assist, just adjust the pillow number.
Yeah, yeah, increase your pillows. Mm-hmm. And then assist does
you
not work.
You might find your pillow number at some, for some people it might be 5.
Yeah, and some people fit 15.
Right.
We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We have no idea, but that's, at some point you're going to find your pillow number and you'll feel great.
And then you can scream. And right. if these pillows don't work, then scream at real life people on the street for no reason.
Sure. I think I've seen some people using this method.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Franklin and Hillhurst.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Falula, you're a wonderful, just a ray of sunshine.
Oh.
Do you get sunshine in Germany?
We do, but I hate it, which is why I've written a techno song called Clouds, Why Are You Hiding? Which I wrote when I moved to Los Angeles.
Usually the clouds are hiding the sun, but you see the opposite.
Yeah, because why? The sun is just, you as you can see, I'm a honky-donk pale person.
Yes, so, you are. You and I are having a pale-off right
now.
Oh,
I am winning so hard.
We're in the Paley Festival right now.
That's correct, yes.
What has your life been like? You now live here in Los Angeles. What has it been, an adjustment for you?
Yes, I'm very confused by the traffic that are so deep.
There's not a lot of traffic in Germany, or just everyone's on a moped?
We have mopeds, we have cycles, and now they're like, oh, we have solved it in America. We have the bird.
The bird scooter. I saw one of those by my house the other day. I was like, what the fuck is this doing here?
I agree.
Like, you see them in the urban, areas, but by my house?
Right.
You know?
Who just
left it there?
They just poops them out.
You just like drive wherever you want to go and then you just toss it off to the side of the street. It's ridiculous.
I do not like this.
We're going to be walking around. There's just like scooters lying everywhere. I didn't sign up for that.
I agree with this so hard, Mr. Ackerman.
So, but has it been an adjustment for you? I mean, it's the land of sunshine.
I do not like the weather, because here in Los Angeles, there is no weather. It does not shift. You know, there are no four seasons like the pizza. It's just one season and it's just too bright like big city. And I need some change.
Imagine just having cheese pizza all your life.
Who is wanting this?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, give me some pepperoni.
It took me a second to understand what you just said, but yeah, once I did.
Well, we say salami, so I have to always switch. When I say salami, people are like, what is this?
Is it the exact same thing, salami and pepperoni, or do you have what we call salami on pizzas?
We only say salami, and when I say it, everyone is like, you mean Rashan Salam, the running back from the Colorado Buffaloes?
Everyone, that's a common mistake to make.
I said, no, salami, like the pork meats, delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now I say pepperoni.
Okay, now you say pepperoni.
Yeah.
So that's been the biggest adjustment for you.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, you know. You knew this when you saw me in the face. You're like, oh.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
Meat shift.
Meat-based confusion.
Absolute.
Well, Falula, it's always wonderful to have you on the show. This is your second time. How many do you think you'll eventually do?
2.4.
Okay, yeah, we'll have you back and kick you out about four-tenths of the way through.
Four-tenths, I'm out. And I will enjoy
Larry Fortensky.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell you what. You can stick around. Why don't we, you and I, you're the host of a podcast. I'm the host of a podcast. Let's co-host this podcast
together.
Stop
the presses.
You know, you don't have to be like Conan's hype man with me. You can just be like an equal. We're peers.
I don't think it's allowed yet. I'm very happy to be subverted by you. Just
okay,
to be
great.
There to support you with those hands, you know, on the dove as they...
Okay, I don't know what you're doing with your hands right now.
Sorry. I was like when they throw it to...
Throw the doves like in a wedding?
Or the ravens go into Winterfell to tell everyone
that's a more common reference than doves at a wedding.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
People don't really throw the doves at weddings anymore. That used to be a big thing.
John Woo killed it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're like, oh, it's a cliche.
Yeah, stop it.
Oh, please. That's like, you know, late 90s Woo.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Wu-Tang, 25 years, 36 chambers. What?
What?
Oh.
Have you thought about that? John Woo and the Wu-Tang Clan were popular around the same time.
Why have they not created like the perfect Halloween
something
costume?
Together.
Yeah.
The John Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes.
The Lizard, perfect Chisa, portmanteau.
Old Dirty Bastard, some doves, Inspector Deck, Raekwon, Ghostface Killer, and...
More doves.
Yes.
All right, well, I want you to get in here. I want you to ask as many questions as I ask. But by the end of the show, I want there to be an equal number of questions. We'll tally them up. Someone take a tally, if you could. Take a tally of every question asked. And I want there to be an equal number betwixt the two of us.
Is this real, or are you like being a Kentucky waitress who's like, hey, y'all, have so much sweet tea, but really you're like, leave me alone. I want to stay in the back and check my Sudoku puzzles.
I'm a little like the waitress,
okay.
I gotta admit.
So I will be 25%.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
All right, well, let's get to our first guest. You're our first guest, but I consider you to be a peer and a co-host, so...
But not really, but you've said it.
But not really, yeah. I want you at like 25%.
Then I will accept this.
All right, so let's get to our... First or really second guest.
Yeah.
He is an advisor. Oh, the aforementioned advisor. And he's wearing a hoodie, and this is very exciting. Please welcome to the show. Oh, this is interesting. Sprig the Whisperer.
Hello, Scott.
Hello. You said that so creepily.
Hello, Flula.
Hello, Mr. Whisperer.
Let me correct you. It's Sprig the Whisperer.
Sprig?
Yes, Sprig.
How is that spelled?
S.
You can go faster.
Hold on.
Hold on. Okay, let me get this S down. All right, and got it.
P.
Okay, well, Hold on. Okay. I am almost locked in, and got it.
Ah. Is that A-H?
No. S-B-R.
R. Okay, got it.
A.
A.
G.
G.
U.
U.
E.
Okay. Sprig.
Sprig
the Whisperer.
That's right, Scott.
And I thought you were wearing a hoodie, but that you're not. What is this?
This is a cloak.
This is what a cloak is.
Yes.
And how do you spell that?
C.
Okay.
No, not K.
Sorry.
C. C. Yeah.
L.
L. Got it.
O.
Mm-hmm.
A.
Mm-hmm.
K.
K, of course. Yes, that's how you spell cloak. I'd always wondered.
I really hope this doesn't turn into a spelling bee. Because that would not be good for Sprig.
Try not to say any huge words.
That's true.
That I may test you on.
That's true. Well, I'm here just to advise, Scott.
Just to advise?
Yes, I'm an advisor.
What does that mean, an advisor?
Throughout the years, Scott, I've whispered into the ears of very important men.
Okay.
And women or mainly?
Mostly men.
Got it.
Well, actually, no, that's not true. Half women, half men.
Half women, so equal? An equal amount of women and an equal amount of men.
Absolutely equal.
That's very wonderful of you.
It's true.
Just to be clear, you're not speaking about someone with both genitals.
No, well, I have an equal amount of those as well.
Wonderful. Okay, so wait. You can divvy up the number of people into whose ears you've whispered.
Yes.
One-third men, one-third women, one-third hermaphrodites.
One-third... miscellaneous.
Got it.
Anything.
Okay. Anything goes at this point.
Now, Scott, of course, I am here to whisper.
Of course.
To you, Mr. Ackerman.
Oh, my gosh. Do you find me important? Is that?
Well, of course, Scott. You host a podcast.
Oh, well, so does Flula here. So.
Oh, you host a podcast as well.
Yes, but only 25% as cool as,
okay.
as Mr. Okay. Yes,
well, I can work with that as well.
Okay, but you are going to have to find two more women if you whisper into both
of
our ears.
Of course,
two more women and two more
miscellaneous. Well, I've already done the... I'm catching up here.
Oh, okay, yeah, you've already got the women. Who were the women?
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, wow.
Can you spell that for me?
Okay. I believe it's A-N-N-E?
I think so.
H-A-W-A?
I think there may be an errant W in there
somewhere. Yes. Whatever, Scott. I'm not a speller. I'm an advisor, Scott.
Oh, okay.
And I have some advice for you, Scott.
You have some advice for me?
Yes, because
why am
of
I
course.
Whispering?
Well, you shouldn't be whispering because I'm Sprig the Whisperer.
Okay, so I should just be talking full volume. Okay, but I worry that if I talk at this volume, you're going to be forced to come up to me to my
level. Well, that's fine.
Okay. So wait, I thought this is your whole thing, being the whisperer.
It's whispering I do, it's fun, but also I'm really just telling you what to do with your career. So.
Oh, I see.
It does not need to be literally
No, it doesn't have to be.
So this is career-based advice.
This is, well, Scott, I have some career-based advice for you.
You do? Okay, hit me with it.
Scott, have you heard of the franchise Three Ninjas?
Three ninjas.
Yes, Scott.
I believe, is this not a children's
film? This is
film?
Three children who are, I believe, raised by Pat Morita and taught karate. And they
He had a really interesting,
it wasn't
just
him,
karate-based
it
career.
Wasn't him.
It was not him. Okay.
And quite honestly, it's racist that I thought it was.
Okay.
Oh, Sprig.
It's someone else. It's someone else. But Scott, I want you to get the rights to this film.
To get the rights to it? Who, yes. Do you know who originally held the rights?
No, you might have to speak with your...
Maybe New Line or something.
Maybe New Line, I believe. Look that up. And then I want you to reboot it, Scott.
To reboot it?
Yes.
Why not a continuation with the three kids now as adults, the three adult ninjas?
Well, that was the pitch. That's not a reboot. That's just a, that's a sequel.
It's not really a reboot.
It's a late sequel.
Well, I guess you could reboot it with the same actors if they're grown up.
I also thought, you know, they're grown up and then they also have kids of their own, Scott.
What?
Three. Oh. There's six ninjas.
Six ninjas?
So, yes, Scott.
Wait, what am I doing in this?
You're writing the spec, of course.
I'm writing it on spec?
Yes, Scott.
Even if I buy the rights, I then have to write it on spec?
Sprague, I have a question.
Of course.
What's in it for you, Mr. Vespera?
Oh, well, 10%, of course, Scott.
Wait a minute. Are you just an agent?
No, Scott. I'm a producing manager.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. What management company are you with?
Mosaic, Scott.
You're with Mosaic?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Scott,
wait.
I have to have you, Scott.
Hold on. This is just a pitch for me to leave my own manager and go sign with you?
Well, Scott, I'm not just a manager. I'm also a whisperer, Scott.
Okay.
And let me just say, Scott, I would advise you to sign with me because these days podcast hosts are dropping like flies.
Oh, my gosh. That's very ominous. What do you mean? I'm trying to think of any.
Well, you know, Nerdist, that, I guess, ended.
I mean, it's not. Okay.
The whole network, you know, sort of went under.
Very dicey territory right now.
A lot of the podcast, you know, they went elsewhere, you know.
Okay, yeah, you know. But what else?
Doughboys is doing pretty good.
Now you're just naming ones that are doing well?
Yes. You know, I advise Doughboys to do a Patreon, Scott.
Oh.
That's of course.
They do very well for themselves, even though they hide the number.
They don't let anyone see the number, no. Scott, because it's getting too embarrassingly big. And that was my whisper, Scott. How dare you, Scott? Now, of course, I know you're UTA fam, of course, right?
Of course, yes, I am at UTA.
But I have a great relationship.
Spell that, by the way. Can you spell that?
Oh, yes, of course. You. On, yeah.
You, okay. Yeah.
T.
T, great.
A.
A, uh-huh.
Okay.
F.
F.
A.
A.
You tougher.
You tougher. Oh, it's to my UTA fam.
Oh, yeah, M, yes, of course.
Yes.
Now, UTA fam. Yes. Now, Scott, I have a great relationship with UTA, you know, of
okay,
course.
But why?
I'm just saying, Scott. All right. I have some more whispers for you, Scott.
Okay.
What about, have you heard of the franchise Surf Ninjas?
I smell a theme a little bit.
Can I ask you a question? Are you interested in ninja-based movies, or do you
actually... do very well in four quadrants, Scott. They do well.
Okay, they do well with adults, with kids.
Kids, dogs.
Dogs and miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
Wait, how many dogs do you whisper to?
Oh, I whisper to many dogs. I whisper to the dog from Marlo and Me. Or
what about Blanco the dog?
Oh, yes.
Marlo and Me. That's the alternate title to Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yes, of course, Scott.
I thought that was the Wire reboot, but yes,
it was.
I got
right. Okay, Marlo. Those, they have to fall. They don't, you know, they play by... They don't play by the rules. This game is rigged. That's
what are you talking about?
That's stuff they say in The Wire, Scott. Now, of course, Scott, the Surf Ninjas franchise.
So you like The Wire and you like ninja-based.
Yes, I watch The Wire. I really pitch mostly ninja-based content.
Okay, so.
Now, Scott.
Yeah.
Surf Ninjas, great movie. Rob Schneider.
I don't recall. Okay, so Rob
Schneider
was in
one
it?
Of the ninjas, Scott.
He was one of the ninjas?
Yes.
Remember when he was a movie star?
Yes.
Crazy.
It was insane.
I mean, you look at Trump's president. That's crazy enough.
That's
but
crazy.
There was a 10-year period that Rob Schneider was starring in movies.
He did a gigolo movie. He was the freaking star of that.
He was in Judge Dredd, I think, or
he
something.
He did one where he played a white woman, remember?
It's crazy. Oh, just crazy.
I would not have whispered that, Scott.
So you don't represent Rob Rob Schneider.
Oh, no. Can you see the mistakes his career? I would have never scored.
So, but you, who else was in the Surf Ninjas?
Well,
Surfing Ninjas?
Surf Ninjas. We have Eddie Reyes Jr.
I don't recall him.
The father of Eddie Reyes.
Oh, got it.
Yes, yes, of course. Now, Scott. If you haven't seen this movie, why am I pitching it to you? You know, I know my clients, you know.
What are you asking me? If I haven't seen it, why are you doing it? Yes. I have that question myself.
Of course. I could, of course, pivot, Scott. I could pivot to something else, Scott. Of course.
What other ninja? There was a Chris Farley ninja movie.
Oh, yes, Beverly Hills Ninja.
Okay.
Would you like to reboot that, Scott? I could take you to a pod. I know a few guys over at Funny or Die.
Did you just switch accents?
No, Scott.
Yeah, Sprague, where are you from? I'm just curious.
I am from a place long, long ago.
Sorry, I see text.
You're not asking time. What time are you from? We're like literally location.
I am from Tampa, Florida.
Okay. Tampa, Florida, and how long ago? Where did you live there?
10 years ago.
Okay. So you moved out here. You became a manager.
I'm not just a manager, Scott.
You're
a
producing manager.
Also a producing manager, also a whisperer, Scott.
And you own the rights, let me guess, to Child Ninjas.
Surf Ninjas, Three Ninjas, Beverly Hills Ninja, American Ninja.
American Ninja?
Yes.
American Ninja Warrior? Is that what that is?
That's a TV show.
So you don't own the rights to that?
No, Scott, but I could get you a meeting maybe with them if you'd like. Is that something you want?
To be a contestant?
No, Scott. I can help you in any way, Scott. Come on over.
I don't think I have a good manager. Flula, are you looking for a manager right now? Or
I think I'm solid, but yeah. I do very much love you. Sprague, I have a question for you, actually.
Of course.
Sprague, was there ever a time in your life where you miswhispered?
Yes.
You mispered?
I mispered, Scott.
No, that's Flula. I see that.
I know. But
my name is just so much in whatever accent you're doing.
It's easier to say.
It does sound cool to say Scott.
It's almost as if it's my favorite thing to say.
So now, you mispered to whom?
I've, of course, mispered to Kevin James Scott.
Oh,
yes.
Wait, in the whatever show that is that he had?
Yes, Kevin Can Wait.
Kevin
Scott.
Can Wait.
Big mistake.
Now, the title's not bad.
Not bad, but I was the one that advised him to kill off his wife.
No, not Erin Hayes, friend of the show.
She's a friend of the show, friend of, you know, me and Jay. I love Erin, would love to work with her.
Right, but you whispered Hay.
I whispered Hay. Write her off the show. Bring back the old hits. And of course, there was a backlash, Scott.
Not only write her off, but kill her off.
Kill her off. And then make an off-color joke about it, Scott.
In the most gruesome way possible.
Yes, I pitched that they cut her head off like the end of season one of Game of Thrones.
Like the ISIS videos?
Well, no, that's where you went. Jesus Christ.
That was dark, Scott.
God, at least the Game of Thrones thing had some class.
At least that was shot fictional.
It was fictional, shot with some integrity. Jesus.
Wait, so you're... You're upset at how they were shot at the DP of the ISIS videos?
They're so well lit and just no cuts at all. No thank
well,
you.
Well, one cut, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, Flula, well, that's not, you know. Flula, that was pretty funny.
Thank you, Sprague.
That was actually...
Maybe you could pivot over to him.
Yes, that was actually incredible. Flula, are you represented right now?
Yes.
You are?
Yes. Yes, my parents are... I'm a child. Oh, yeah. I'm a child. They're my managers since I was a child.
You were a child actor, Flula?
Yeah.
I didn't know. What were you in when you were a child?
I was it's a DJ show. It's like play that one more time is what it was called. In
English. Where you had to play songs twice?
Yeah, Spiel mir das nochmal is what it was called.
And if you didn't play it twice, then
you're fired.
Yeah.
So I always played it two times. They called me two-time Flula. So
you were pretty good on the show.
I did. I hit repeat and we did it.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that an automated thing that you could just like say repeat track?
Well, I can say it now because the show is off the air. So yes, I just copy paste twice and hit play once.
Yeah. Smart. Those other fools, they're sitting there after the song ends just going like, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm urinating. Yeah.
Very clever.
Thank you.
What if we rebooted this?
We could do it. It was a very local third channel in Germany as a Bayern Fernsehen.
So the rights.
Oh, they are open.
And what have you put on this ninja costume?
Wait, you have a ninja costume with you?
Yes, of course. Put on this ninja costume.
This is any size.
Yes, it's any size. You pulled the thing. There you go.
It's fluorescent yellow. Yes. I like this. Yes. This is perfect for a rave ninja fight.
Yes, of course. We will reboot this show as a ninja show.
Okay.
Why are you laughing maniacally?
What?
You're laughing maniacally. He hasn't agreed to it. He hasn't even put on the costume. Wait, you just put on the costume.
Yeah, I didn't. I just touched it. It's like Venom. I just touched it and now I'm wearing it.
Yes.
What kind of costume is this?
It's a magic costume.
Magic?
Yes, I got it from this costume shop. They're magic with a Q at the... They're very...
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, magic.
They're in Studio City.
Okay, how do you spell that?
M.
Yes. Got it.
A.
Okay.
G.
Oh, it's a G.
Yes, I.
I.
And then the Q.
Here's where the Q comes in.
At the end.
Oh, so no UE. It's just
got it. Q. Okay. Magic.
Oh. Magic.
I okay. Like
of course. Mm-hmm. Now, look, by the end of this show, I'm sure we'll be able to work something out. I'll sign the both of you. I'll package you and put you, I'll get you a Universal writing deal.
With the studio Universal or just like?
With the studio.
Or with the universe.
No, with the studio. No,
okay.
I'm not magical. You know, get you in there, get you on the lot, you know.
I mean, I like the lot. You know? One of those bungalows?
Yeah, maybe a bungalow. There's some mid-season shows. Maybe pick you up on one of those. You know,
I don't know that I want to do
it. You don't want to do this, Scott?
You can go staff up on a mid-season show. I have other stuff going on.
You could be a consulting producer, Scott.
I mean, I know it's good money.
Look at this suit. Don't you want one of these as well, Scott?
Would I have to dress like a ninja when I do this?
It's be part of the contract, Scott.
What does Universal want with me dressing like a ninja?
They need one ninja writing team.
we have to do it as a team?
Yes.
Oh, that's just a scam where they pay for two people.
You've got to split the check, but you'd only work 3 days a week, Scott.
Scott. If we could get it down to two. And do we work the same days or?
No, you can split whichever days, you know, if you have
See,
to work.
This is how they do it. They get us in there for 4 days a week, Scott, and pay us as one writer.
You know, and then you can work on your own pilot, you know, whatever. You know.
Yeah, but it's then you never get your own thing going because you're too busy working on someone else's show.
Right, let's set up a meeting with you, UTA fam. We'll have a three-way.
I don't know.
I'll bring my parents. It would be great.
Yeah. They could co-manage you, the parents, and...
I think we can set something up, Scott, where we co-manage. I whisper, they manage.
Right, and how much are you getting and how much are they getting?
I'm going to probably still take 10%.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So whatever they do, I don't care, but we have to settle up on my end.
I'm suddenly very agreeable now that I'm wearing this suit.
Oh, excellent.
Just put on the suit.
I don't want to put on... You don't have another suit, do you?
Oh, you have another suit, Scott.
I don't want to put on the suit.
Oh, pink. Yes, Scott.
Pink, yeah.
Put on the ninja suit, Scott.
I don't think I want... Oh, my God, I just touched it and now
That's
it's
right.
on me.
That's right, Scott.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's right. It's skin tight.
Oh, that is super tight. That is showing everything.
That's exactly what we need in the writer's room.
Wait. Well, hold on. In this climate?
It's true, Scott.
We can't do this kind of thing.
We need ninja representation in the writer's room, Scott.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. I don't know. I guess we could do this, Flula.
Let's do this. If we hug, we'll form some kind of sherbet. I can feel
All right.
It.
All right, let's hug and then see what happens.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Now you're definitely splitting a check because...
I think we're splitting organs, too. Somehow our bodies have combined.
I think we need to
Wait, is this how you get the miscellaneous clients?
Yes, Scott.
All right. Look.
Dirty. So dirty.
We need to take a break. I need to try to get this ninja suit off me.
Yes, I need to talk to my assistant. But yes, go ahead.
Okay, roll some calls while we're on break.
Yes, I got some calls.
All right, look, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Flula, more Sprague the Whisperer, and we'll have a girlfriend after this. That's very exciting. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang. I think we can all agree the holidays are the busiest time of the year. Am I right? I mean, summer? Summer's... Summer can be lazy, but then sometimes you get into these grooves where... But no, I mean, fall, too. Back to school. Spring. I mean, spring, there's so many wedding, but no, the holidays. Yeah, I agree. Okay, the holidays are the busiest time of the year. And I'll tell you one place in the world that it's even busier than the rest of the world. And that is, of course, the post office. Now, I would never say anything negative about the post office. That's just not my style. That's not how I was raised. My mama and papa raised me to say nice things about the post office. So, of course, I always do. But I will say, I use Stamps.com to save time during the hectic holiday season because Stamps.com brings all of the services of the wonderful, wonderful services of the U.S. Post Office, but it brings them right to your desktop. You don't have to go to that busy, busy post office. You can buy and print a fish. You can buy fishes. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and your own printer. And then the mail carrier, he picks it up. How incredible is that? He is forced to pick it up from you. Print postage any day, anytime. Look, there's no time limit on this. If you log on to stamps.com at 3 a.m, you're not going to get a, hey, we're closed sign. No, any day, anytime. They don't care. They could not care less what time you buy stamps.com stamps from them. They do not care. Stamps.com not only saves you time, it saves you money. It helps you print the right amount of postage every single time, never overpay again. And with all the time and money you'll save, Stamps.com is the best gift that you can give yourself this holiday season. We use Stamps.com over here at Earwolf. We've used it for years. And right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, click on that microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Bang Bang, that is Stamps.com. Enter Bang Bang. I'm not going to say anything about the post office. Sleeping. We all have to do it 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours a day. 14 if you're lucky. A quality night's sleep helps you recover from distractions faster. It helps you prevent burnout. It helps you make better decisions, improve your memory, and overall just make fewer mistakes. It's not marketing, it's science. Science! She blinded me? To design a better mattress to give you a quality night's sleep, Lisa leveraged 30-plus years of experience and hundreds of hours of scientific testing to develop the perfect mattress for all body shapes and sleeping styles. Lisa's mission, get this, is to provide a better night's rest for everybody, for everybody. They even put a space in between every and body because I think they're talking about your actual physical form, your body. They want a better night's rest for every body. Through their 110 program, they donate one mattress for every 10 they sell. That's more than 31,000 mattresses and counting. It sounds like they got another 1,000 mattresses since the last time they had me read this. Because I think it was 30,000 before. Up to 31. Congrats, Lisa. It's working. I take a little bit of pride in that. Lisa strives to leave the world better than they found it. They found the world. They discovered the world. Incredible. But that doesn't stop with mattress donations. Together with the Arbor Day Foundation, Lisa plants one tree for every mattress that they sell. Look, I have a Lisa. Maybe you don't care about all that, about the planting the trees or the 31,000 mattresses, although that is an impressive number. But maybe you don't care. All you care about is sleeping on a comfortable mattress. And let me tell you, I do every single night. Yes, that's right. I do not switch mattresses every other day. I continually sleep on a Lisa, and I love it. Give yourself the gift of a better night's rest this holiday. Get $160 off a Lisa mattress at lisa.com/bangbang and use promo code bangbang at checkout. That's LEESA.com/bangbang, promo code bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. Flula is here with us. Where can people find You have a YouTube, is that right? A channel or something?
You can just Google my name like you have a flu in Los Angeles, FLULA, and mm-hmm. things will appear. Instagram, the podcast.
If you put a space in between it, will like flu shots opportunities come up for you?
Then health options appear.
Great. You could also get in on those maybe.
I have tried reserving the domain name flu.la. It is $15,000.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
It's
tough.
Yeah.
Although our other guest here could work out a deal for that, maybe. Sprague the Witch.
Yes, set that up, yes. 2:30, I believe.
He's taken off the cloak, by the way. Yeah. Now he's just a guy.
Okay, yes, all right.
He's just a guy in a suit.
He's just on the phone.
Talk to their manager, and then we'll have the meeting.
Okay, anyway, he's rolling.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry, we'll be back.
Yes, we're rolling.
Sorry, hold on.
You don't have to put the cloak back on. No, it's not. I don't think it's having the intended effect.
Sorry, I've got a lunch at 2:30.
Okay, we'll get you out by then. Don't worry. We need to get to our next guest. She is a girlfriend. I don't have any other information other than that, but let's try to divine some information from her.
Please.
Please welcome to the show, Kayla Dickey.
Hi.
Hi, Kayla.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Kayla Dickey.
Oh, yes, it is. Hi, this is Flula.
Hello,
hi.
Kayla.
This is Sprague.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
What's your last name, Sprague?
The Whisperer.
No, what's your last name and from Florida?
Oh, Jensen.
Jensen. Sprague Jensen?
Sprague Jensen. Okay.
Yes, but people, you know, I sign checks Sprague the Whisperer.
You do?
Yes. It's fine. Keep going.
All right. We can keep going?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kayla, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Scott.
Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm just here because my boyfriend, he just bought a big truck.
Oh.
Oh.
Cool.
Wow.
That's great.
So we're pretty pumped about the truck.
Oh, okay, cool. You're on the show in order to talk about the truck?
Yeah,
or talk about your boyfriend?
We're pretty pumped about the truck, and we're just letting everybody know about the truck.
Oh, okay. What kind of truck? Yeah. What color is it?
What
you want to know what
your
color?
Yeah,
let's figure out make, model, and color.
Yeah, it's red, and it's a Ford Rock Hard 250.
Okay.
Ford Rock Hard.
Rock Hard 250.
Incredible.
Okay. So it's really exciting. And we got the whole neighborhood to come over and check out the truck. And we're getting a really great response because it's just so big. It's super
That's great.
Big.
Okay. It's a big truck. It's a bigger than a normal truck.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest trucks.
It's one of the biggest trucks on the market.
Mm-hmm. Hands down, the biggest truck. And it's so big. And, we've been decorating it inside. So we've got a lot of his, flat brims kind of all.
Flat brims? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
what?
His flat brim hats.
Flat brim hats?
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got his flat brims kind of just, taped up and, stapled up around, the interior.
Around, the interior of the, okay, that's cool.
And then we've got a little shelf with all of his DVDs. So he likes to display his DVDs. So
this sounds huge.
Can you play DVDs in this truck?
Yeah, there's a couple
there's
TVs.
There's a couple of TVs
it's
in it.
It's just so big, you guys. It's so big. And
may I ask a question?
It makes him feel so big. So it's exciting.
It's very exciting for you. So you're here to promote the truck.
The truck. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we're pumped about it. We're pumped about the big truck.
Great. Sprague has a question.
Where is your boyfriend right now?
My boyfriend's in the truck. He's waiting for me. He's got the truck running outside.
Is he parked down? Oh, he's
it's running.
Down,
yeah.
It's running.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, during the entirety of the show.
Yeah.
As far as I know, these types of trucks are gas guzzlers.
Yes.
Yeah. We fill up multiple times a day.
A day. Wow.
Yeah. And it's just, for me, it's it's such a big truck and he's got such a small dick and it's just so it's exciting.
What now?
Second thing you said?
Out of the three things you said.
It's just heaven, you guys. It's heaven.
No. I think the other thing, I think maybe we're mixing up the order. The second thing you said,
you said big truck.
You said it's a big truck, and then you said something, and then you said it's very exciting.
Yeah, he said a big truck.
Right.
Small deck, and it's just
that's the one. That's the one that was tripping me up.
Is that what it,
yeah. He has a small dick, yes.
You know, I'm already seeing this confidence level change, and he's just a new guy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
So he has a smaller than average penis, or?
Yeah, it's a small dick.
It's small. Can we talk about how small are we talking? I don't know.
Yes,
what's small when it comes to penises?
I don't know. Like a dice.
Like a Monopoly die?
Like for Yahtzee?
Like two dice on top of each other? Just the one single square?
Just the single die. Yeah,
because
you said
the single
dice.
Squares, that's... That's really fucked up.
It's just like a dice. Like
wow.
Like a just a like he's like rolling a snake eyes.
You guys
or?
Have you ever played Balder Dash?
Yes, with the words.
Not really.
I'm not remembering Balder Dash. What? How do you play Balder Dash?
It's a wonderful game.
Yeah.
Maybe you could tell us the rules.
Oh, it's a like you have a word. It's like flankety dunk, and everyone must say what is the definition of flankety dunk?
Okay.
And then you invent it.
You invent it. Okay, this sounds fun.
Yeah.
So I don't think that they have dice with that game, but. If they did, it would be the size of his dick.
Oh,
I got it.
Got it. So two on top of each other, probably. Okay. Is that what we're talking about? Just the single
just one.
Just one cube.
So we're just pumped about the truck.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure you guys understand like just how big it is. And
yeah,
kind of like when we were driving over, you know, a lot of people were honking and he was speeding, which makes me feel safe and taken care of. And
Okay. So this truck is almost womb-like in a way.
And we were playing on the way over. We had Orange County, the movie, playing.
Oh, great.
We got some out cold going.
How much of out cold did you get going?
Most of it.
Most on the way over. Do you guys live far away? Because you've mentioned two movies.
We live in Colorado.
Colorado. Okay. So you took the truck all the way out here.
Yeah, we made the trip.
Great.
Sorry, what is Out Cold? What is this?
It's
cold
a out? Really good movie about a ski town.
Yeah, I believe Zach Galifianakis is in it in a hot tub or something.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
It's really good. And he's just got like Boondock Saints.
He's got Boondock Saints in there as well.
He's got Boondock Saints. He's got.
I was a consulting producer on Boondock.
You were. Sprague Jensen.
That's true.
What a
very true. Check my IMDb.
So it's in the shape of a cube.
His dick.
Yeah.
Or it just is that length.
It looks like.
Is it
a dice? That's what I said.
It just looks exactly like it. Is it as wide as it is tall?
It's. I'm not here to talk about the dick.
You're not. I'm so sorry. I don't know why we're getting hung up on that. Well, let's talk about the truck.
That was the right description, I guess.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about the truck. So, it's any other features in the truck or?
Well, the wheels are so big. Like, I come up to like half of a wheel.
You come up to half. Yeah, you are, but you're a little on the petite side.
I'm 4 foot.
You're 4 foot. Yeah, I didn't want to. Say, so these are like 8 foot wheels.
So the wheels are 8 foot. So
those are really big.
So then if you think
this
about.
This is like a monster drive. Is this in competitions or does this crush other cars?
He's a baker. He works at Baked in Montrose.
Baked in Montrose.
Yeah. So he bakes just like different kinds of like stuff. And then.
Does he have to do any kind of novelty cakes? Any kind of sex cakes where he has like.
No, this is
penises
just,
on it or.
Why are you guys so obsessed with dicks? Like I'm here to talk about the truck.
I'm just, if he's surrounded by giant penises at work, that would also tend to lend.
No, he's got his boys there. And there's definitely like, you know, like that chef culture. You know that.
Sure. I've heard about Mario Batali. I was going to say
Mario
Batali. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People like this.
Batali.
Yeah. It's.
What did you just say, Sprague?
Batali.
Batali.
Yes.
So the chef culture is it's very masculine.
Pretty, yeah. And, yeah. For him, it was kind of emasculating because he had a big truck before.
He did.
But it wasn't.
What truck was this that he had before?
He had the Ford. Rockhard 150.
150. Okay. And now he has the 250.
So before everyone was kind of giving him a hard time about it and
wasn't big enough.
Yeah. And a lot of the girls at where I work were like, what's the deal with you guys? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how long this is going to last.
Oh.
And then he got the big truck and we were like, okay. Like, he got the big truck. And I'm like, well, now I know it's going to last.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So since it is shaped like a cube, are the dimples on the, like a dice? Like, are the numbers?
Yeah.
Like, is there two dots on
like
one?
Like, I guess there would be the tip of it would have the one dot, probably.
Yeah.
And then is there five and six? And I guess, well, the six would be on the opposite end.
I mean,
so we would never see
that. It's not smooth, if that's what the question is.
It's, some skin condition.
Yeah, and it's got
pockmarks.
I mean, I want to say it does a job, but...
Which job does it do?
It does the job.
Which job is this?
You want to say it, but it doesn't.
Yeah, it's, like for our relationship, it does the job. And that's, I guess, what's important right now. But the more important thing is the truck.
Right, yes. You've had relationship problems until now.
Yeah.
What were the primary problems within your relationship?
So he's just always at the bakery or in the truck. And for me... It's like where is this going? Because I, you know, I work at the bridal shop.
Yeah, where
shop.
Do you work? You mm-hmm. work at the bridal shop, you
I
said?
Work at David's Bridal, the one on by the Big Lots, not the one on Main Street.
We're not from Colorado. We don't really know. These are specific references that we don't
I've
know.
Been
well,
there.
The one on...
you have multiple
course.
Times.
Of course.
So then you know, the one on the Main Street
the one by
is...
the big, yes, by the Big Lots, yes, of course.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
That's cool.
All right, well, that's,
know.
Yeah, that's really lucky for you.
I wanted to chime in.
Yeah. So you know that one's the bad one.
Yes, of course.
So you I work at the bad the, one. And,
oh, you work at the bad one. Yeah.
What constitutes the bad one? It's a bad part of town or the no, not as good as the other one?
It's not as good. We can't find, we don't find anyone address.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're unsuccessful. Yes. At, yeah.
Yeah, but the girls there, I love the girls.
The your coworkers
yeah,
or the, customers?
Girls. The coworkers, my girls. Mm. So my girls are always talking about, you know, when are you guys going to get married, all that kind of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. How long have you been dating? What's this gentleman's name, by the way?
Cart.
Cart.
Cart?
How do you spell that? I'm asking Sprague.
Yeah.
C.
Yes.
A. Okay. I'm guessing R. And then T.
Yeah, is that
that's correct,
yeah. right on the money? All right. Congratulations,
like
Frank.
The shopping cart.
Oh, nice, good yeah. keyword.
So, cart is this gentleman's name. And how long have you been together?
7.5 years.
Seven wow. and a half. Oh. So, wow. really, I mean, if you add up all of your sexual experiences, that's like, you know, having sex with one, you know, big dicked guy.
That's true.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Wow.
Eventually, you
that
got there.
Small.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I ask, is there a 350?
Oh, for...
Yeah. Well, I think there's the 150.
There's the 150, there's the 250, and then does it go to the 350? Because you asked where is this going, and I thought it's probably going to the 350.
Yeah. So, yeah, that it's rumored that that's going to come out in the spring, but wow. we haven't heard.
That's off schedule for cars as well.
Also, it's rumored on the message boards, probably.
So it's rumored, just wow. like on Facebook and stuff.
Okay, do you think he's going to...
pop the question?
Yeah.
yeah, sure.
Sure.
I did want to know. Yes. I,
you know, for me, like everywhere that we go with the big truck, I'm like, this could be it. This could be it. Because he'll park the truck and we'll just kind of set up shop. So we'll drive up, you guys know, like the Judd Wiebe Trail.
Maybe Sprague does.
I've heard of it, but I've never been there.
So
Jeb Wiebe. Okay. Yeah.
Judd Wiebe.
Judd Wiebe. Who's Judd Wiebe?
Yes, of course.
Judd Wiebe is, he was the mayor of Montrose before the big fire.
Oh, and then what happened? The big fire happened and they tossed him out?
And made a trail?
Well, he started the fire.
He started the fire? Oh, I didn't know.
Oh.
Oh, so the opposite of Billy Joel.
He left a curling iron on and he started the fire. So.
He left a curl. What was he curling?
His hairs.
Oh.
The ones on top?
And below.
Oh, and below, that. All of it. He was just curling.
His leg hair and stuff.
Anything goes with him.
So he started the fire, and then they were like, you've got to get out of town. And he's like, I'm not leaving.
Okay. And then, I'm trying to get to the trail.
Yeah, me too. How did he name a trail?
So he ran up the trail, and everyone yes. couldn't find, everyone was like, he's rumored to be up there. And
where did they rumor this? On the message boards as well?
Yes. On Facebook. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, he's up there. And so every time we go up, we're like, where is he? Where is he? And we still haven't.
Okay, no one's ever found this guy.
So we go so, up.
Some sort of a hermit who may be living in a cave on this in this trail somewhere, curling his hairs.
He's just, he never came back.
He never came back.
He went up there and no one's ever heard a sound or a peep.
When was this?
7.5 years ago.
7.5.
So that was right when me and Cart got together.
Hold on. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is this gentleman that you're talking about, did you have any sort of relationship with him?
Judd Wiebe?
With Judd Wiebe?
Judd Wiebe.
Okay, so I was Judd Wiebe's like assistant at the
David's
courthouse.
Bride. Oh, got it.
At the courthouse.
He's the mayor. He was the mayor.
He was the mayor, right. And you were his assistant just at the courthouse?
Just at the courthouse.
So he had different assistants for different locations.
Yeah, so.
That sounds like a good idea.
It does.
You could use one of that.
I could use an assistant right now.
So some of my other girls.
You're eyeing your phone right now. Like
I've,
it's,
yes. I've got emails. Let's just keep going.
All right, Sprague. So hold on.
So some of my other girls were some of his other assistants. So my girl, Cassie, my girl, Megan, my girl, Tosh.
Sure. Well, the court stipulates that there were plenty of girls with different names.
So my girls that all work at David's Bridal now, my girls and I were all different assistants for Judd Wiebe.
What an amazing coincidence.
Wow.
So anyway, Judd flees the scene and I'm like, fuck.
Okay, were you there at his abode while he was curling, or where was he curling these? I don't know the situation. Yeah, the hairs. Yes.
He was at home.
He was at home. He burned down his home.
That's Tosh's territory, so this is not on
You're
me.
You're not allowed there.
It's on Tosh.
Yeah. But apparently, he also left a curling iron at the courthouse.
Oh, no.
So I didn't even know this.
We had multiple curling irons going at the same time.
So I didn't know that, and I was at work. And all of a sudden, there's a fire, like not only at
the
courthouse.
So this is a multiple fire situation that he started.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So he ran up the trail. And so me and Cart nowadays, we just kind of drive up there and we're like, Judd.
So how then did you go from Judd Wiebe? Is that?
Weebles?
Judd Wiebe.
Judd Wiebe. How did you go from working for Judd Wiebe to suddenly dating Cart?
So I obviously was like a mess.
Obviously.
And
I was kind of just like out on the street.
You're out of a job at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I have a home and stuff, but I was walking the street and.
Okay. Why?
What?
Sometimes you just have to walk on the street.
I mean, I guess I've watched. Do you mean you were like doing errands?
Yeah. That's a strange way to describe this.
Okay.
I was just, I needed some time, you know, to process the fires.
Okay. So, yeah, you were taking a walk.
So I was walking the street.
Okay.
I was walking the street.
Got it.
And then he pulls up, and I hear this, like, vroom, vroom, and I turn.
This is Cart. Not Judd Wiebe. Mm.
No, Judd Wiebe had fled.
Right.
He had fled at this situation. Was this by foot, or did he have a truck as well?
He has a big truck, yeah.
He has a big truck.
Well, it's not as big as Cart's.
Well, the 250 hadn't come out yet.
Yeah, so he had just the 50, because this was a few years ago.
Okay.
So anyway, I hear vroom, vroom, and I turn, and it's Cart. And he's
was
like,
that the car noise, or was that him saying, vroom, vroom?
He was saying vroom, vroom.
He was.
And I said, I turn, and he's like, hey, do you want to watch The Big Lebowski?
Oh. And you thought he was asking you out to a movie theater, perhaps? And
Yeah, well, I would have thought that, but it was already starting like on the big screen.
Oh, it was. How much had you missed?
A good chunk, a good like 3/4.
Right. Well, were you able to kind of figure it out?
Yeah,
or?
I got in at the part where
I mean, the dude bowling. Is pretty. I mean, it's like a character study, so it's not really about the plot.
You get it pretty quick.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Great character, of course.
Sprague, did you have anything to do with that film?
No. I really wish I did.
Oh.
You know, at the time, I was trying to work on Steve Buscemi, but he ended up going elsewhere.
Because he had no need for ninja-based career.
He didn't want to do any more ninja stuff.
So there's Cart. You're distraught. You're a mess. He asks you to watch The Big Lebowski in his truck, a 50 at the time.
No, he had a 100.
He had a 100.
Judd had the 50.
I guess these are going up in.
They go up in 50.
They go up in 50s?
So they're going to the 350. They're skipping the 300 rumored.
So this one came out in June of. This is 7 years ago, so 2011.
Okay. So they took a big, long break in between the 150 and the 250.
And this is
and now he just got the 250, and now they're already up to the 350 in the spring?
Yeah, so they moved the...
production issues much like Tesla, or...?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm.
So it was rumored that there was issues, just kind of like with the CEO.
Okay, got it.
So you think Cart's going to propose to you all the time? I think that's where we're
that's where we are.
Okay. So cut to now 7.5 years later.
So
anyway, you got into his truck and into his dreams. And 7.5 years.
Onto his dice.
Yes.
Yeah.
How long did it take for that to happen?
To sleep with him?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty quick. I don't really take that stuff very seriously.
Mm, okay. You're free with your body?
Yeah, I'm free, and anything that gets me in a big truck, I'm all about. So, we had,
this was the biggest truck they had on the market at the time.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So we've every time we drive up the Judd Wiebe Trail and we yell for Judd, I'm like, this could be it, this could be it.
You've been doing this for 7.5 years at this point.
So that's what sort of we do during our lunch breaks and stuff like that. So I'll get off from David's Bridal, he'll get off from Baked in Montrose.
You have the same lunch break? Same hours?
Yeah, around that time.
Okay. So a little overlapping?
A little overlapping.
Like a half hour overlapping, maybe?
It's like a 2 hour gap.
You guys have a 2-hour lunch break?
Where you scream for Jed Weeby?
Yeah. Well, so Jed, one time we did hear Jed, though, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
We heard kind of like, hey, I'm over here. And I look and...
Was it Sprague?
I couldn't.
Okay,
it's a whisper. It's a whisper. Yeah,
yes, I mean, I've only ever heard of it. So,
yeah, you've never been on it.
Never been on it.
Okay. So, what did you do though? This is
so
incredible.
I turn and I look and I just see trees. I see, and then I see a bear.
You saw a bear.
Yeah.
So the bear whispered.
Well, we don't know.
Oh. Or it could have been, I guess, Jed Weeby. In a bear costume?
Or so that's what I think. I think he's bears, living as a bear.
Maybe bears have developed the power of speech.
I have a much more logical explanation.
Okay, so. Sprig.
I believe Jeb Weeby to be a ninja, Scott.
No, he's not a ninja.
He whispered, and then you turned, and he flipped out of the way.
No, I don't think so.
This is a great story. I'd like to buy the rights.
So this is sort of like combination of like The Edge meets Beverly Hills Ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja, but just not funny, you know, mostly dramatic.
Right.
And he comes back to get his assistant from this guy caught with a bigger truck.
Can I ask, to what end are you doing this? Why are you still trying to find Jeb?
Judd.
Jed.
Jed.
Jed Weeby?
Judd.
Judd. Is it J-U? How do you spell it? Sprague.
Sorry, I'm ready.
All right. I believe it's J.
Yes. J.
U.
U.
Ooh. D.
D.
Okay, I think that's
Judd.
It.
That's it?
Judd.
So just one D.
Judd.
It's like Chud, but Judd.
Okay.
That's a great... Now, are you interested in the Chud films?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Kayla, I have a deep question.
Yeah.
What is the connection between Cart and Jed?
Yeah, why does Cart want to find Judd? Yeah. And why are you still trying to find Judd? That's sort of why. To what end? What are you guys doing this?
Judd was a mentor. Judd was a leader. Judd was...
Okay. To whom? To you? To Cart?
Yeah, to both of us. And we also both fucked Judd, so...
Oh.
Wait, your Cart had sex with Judd?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's pansexual.
Judd will do anything for a guy with a big truck, and that's same with me. So it's these.
Okay.
Just, once you
didn't
see,
you say that Judd had a big truck too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you guys ever seen a guy in a big truck? Is there anything hotter than a guy in a big truck?
I'll be honest. The way you've described Cart, he sounds kind of like a fucking jagoff.
Hey, Sprague! Oh, Sprague!
I'm not going to lie.
I think I agree with Sprague.
The truck and the friggin' hat thing, and his name's Cart. He sounds fine, but I don't know.
I mean, maybe
tiny
it's good.
Penis
Sprague,
thing.
Maybe it's good for Colorado.
Maybe.
You know, it's not like LA where all the good-looking
better.
People with big dicks move out
it's
here.
True. I think you can do better, though.
I just think, you know, to me, like, if he's going to wants to just drive around in the big truck and, like, show it off for the town and kind of, like, freak people out on the roads by going really quickly, like, I'm all about that and I'm on board for that. And
does he
if
play,
that's what our future is, like.
How loud does he play music in movies from the car?
Super loud,
yes. I knew it would be that.
Maybe, you know, tell you what, we need to take a break. But,
please.
Sprague, maybe you could whisper some advice for a new
Scott.
Man.
Some advice
for Kayla here. Yes.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to take a break. I know you also have to catch up on emails.
Yes,
I've
got to.
Well, we'll be right back with more Flula, more Sprague the Whisperer, more Kayla Dickey. We'll be right back after this. Turn your dream into a reality. With Squarespace. Of course, with Squarespace. Who else would be out there turning dreams into reality? Squarespace, look, say you have a passion project, all right? You've been working on something for a long time. You want people to see it. Where are people these days? Of course, the WWW. I'm talking about the World Wide Web, baby. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project. Maybe you're looking to start a new business. That's cool. That's very legal, very cool. Maybe you want to showcase your work, publish content, sell products, and more. Squarespace is the tool for you. They have beautiful templates. And I'm not a guy who's like, God, look at that beautiful template. But usually, normally, you know, like I'll be clicking through websites. I'll just be flipping through. Nope, 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 nope. Yep, this one's okay. Let me read it for a second. All right, I'm done. Nope, 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 nope. Okay, here's another one. And I'm not usually a guy who's like, damn, look at that template. But I tell you, when I got on Squarespace, my eyes, it was like a treasure hunt for my eyes with these templates created by world-class designers. These things are gorge. Plus, they have the ability to customize just about anything with a few clicks. You can easily make a beautiful website yourself. You don't have to hire a team of 50 people to make your own website. You can do it on your own with Squarespace. Squarespace's powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online, and they have analytics that help you grow your site in real time. Everything optimized for mobile right out of the box. Nothing to patch, upgrade ever. Buy domains, it's simple. You will get all the help you need with Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Squarespace empowers millions of people, from designers to lawyers, artists to gamers, even restaurants and gyms, if you can believe that. I couldn't believe it when Squarespace first started talking to me about working together on these ads. I was like, you don't empower restaurants and gyms, do you? And they were like, you know, we thought about it. We were like, I don't know. Normally, websites don't really cover the arena of restaurants and gyms. But we thought, you know, some people have restaurants, some people have gyms out there, and they need websites. So we were just like, yeah, okay, we will. You know, we're not going to like it, but we will. And let me tell you, it's paid off in great dividends for Squarespace, because restaurants and gyms aplenty, abound on Squarespace. They help all of these businesses turn great ideas into something real. Head over to squarespace.com/bangbang for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use that offer code bangbang. You will save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That is squarespace.com/bangbang, offer code Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang. We're back here. We have Flula here, who's...
Right, I've got to go. I've got to go.
Sprague.
Do you mean you have to go from here?
No, it was a phone call.
Oh, okay. Sprague the Whisperer.
Spielberg's assistant.
Okay, yeah. He's with his assistant at Mosaic now.
Yes, yes.
We also have Kayla Dickey, who's a girlfriend. I wish you wouldn't identify yourself as just girlfriend. I mean, you have so much going on. You work at a bridal... not a good one, but...
Me and my girls, we just... We're all about, like, supporting our big guys out there.
Yeah.
And their big
guys.
they all have. And how? Why did you all work at the same, come over and work at the same place?
You traveled in packs.
So Judd's wife.
Yeah.
Merg.
Sorry. Mergweeby? Mergweeby, okay.
Mergweeby owns.
she owns the bridal shop?
Right.
She owns David Bridal.
Okay, so why? Judd and Merg, they... They have two. He's the mayor. She owns this bridal shop. He hires how many of your girls are there? There's five, six.
There's ten girls.
Ten girls. He hires 10 assistants.
Has he fucked all of them? Because he fucked you at Cot. That's already.
Yeah. So me and my girls, we just kind of keep that stuff to ourselves. We don't need to know.
There's no competition. No, it's not about.
Yeah. It's about supporting your girls. So
yeah. But yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So Judd is running some sort of mayoral sex cult.
Yeah.
Okay. And he burns, he has multiple curling irons going in multiple locations, burns down half the town.
Yeah. It was so tragic. And so sad.
And flees the scene and puts on a bear costume and is hiding out in the caves.
Maybe a ninja costume.
Pissed, by the way. Merg is so pissed because he left her with like all this anger from the town's
people. Yeah, she's taking it on, I would imagine. So does anyone go to her two bridal shops?
No, so that's why ours is kind of failing and everyone's going to the one on Main Street.
Oh, wait, but she owns the... So is it a franchise? She owns
David's Bridal.
I see. Okay, so she owns
that's a freaking huge company.
She only owns one of them, though, it seems. Yeah, the bad one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and is she out there looking for Judd?
No. So she doesn't want to find him.
Right.
And so we're like, the girls and I, we have to like keep to ourselves that we're out there.
So all 10 of you are out there trying to find. So,
yeah. That's why we go in shifts. Like we go, you know, I take my 2-hour lunch break and we go up. Each of us take the Judd Weeby trail and like, I'll come back and I'll be like, we still didn't find him. Like I called, I thought I heard his name.
What happens if you guys find Judd Weeby, what happens? What is the next step?
So I don't really know, but I think that Judd would want us all to pile into his big truck and just go.
You think he still has his big truck? His 50?
Where is the
Yeah,
tug?
I mean, I think at this point, like, I don't know if he's bought a new one. I don't know. Because he was, like, very, like, he's one of the people that I got most of the rumors about the trucks from. So
okay, here's your pipeline for these rumors.
Yeah, so I think that he probably has the 350, like we were talking about earlier. Yes. I think he probably has the 350 already.
He may already have that. Okay, maybe you should start, instead of searching the trail, you should start staking out the Ford dealership.
This seems smart.
Kayla, I want to give you some advice.
Oh, here we go, Sprague.
Because
Sprague the Whisperer has got some patented
right
advice.
Now, Kayla, this sounds like a dead end to me.
Wow.
Well, here's what you should do. Move to Los Angeles, where all the big dick people move, Scott said earlier. And
don't say that I said it. If you're going to say it, you can co-sign it.
I definitely co-sign.
Okay.
But I want you to move to L.A., and I've got this guy. You can get some headshots.
You have a photographer you work with?
Headshot guy. Yes, he's great. I got a headshot guy. And then maybe, you know, you come in, we talk pitches, you maybe work on a web series.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
I mean, you're
like a podcast or something.
You're a little petite for an actress. You're 4 feet tall.
Actors are small.
That's actors true. Are small. It's I mean, you could probably be in a Tom Cruise movie and it would look.
Tower over him. Like, trust me, listen.
Is your photographer able to adjust for
great
height?
With perspective. He puts a little coin down.
Just a little nickel next to your toes? Nickel.
Very smart.
Yes, and then that way you look huge.
Okay.
And this is my, of course, get headshots. And then, of course, I want you to start, you know, I have some acting class, you know, go to UCB maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Take some classes there.
Martial arts, perhaps?
Sure.
Wow.
We could maybe do some CrossFit martial arts training, yes.
I've only done a few photos. Me and the girls did a calendar for David's Bridal with just posing with a bunch of big trucks.
Oh, okay. Were you in bridal dresses or?
No, we're naked.
Sorry.
You're naked.
We're naked.
Next to big trucks. This is for David's Bridal? Is this approved by the corporation?
Wedding dresses in the background or something? Just hanging from the trucks?
Yeah, Merg put it together. So actually all the ground is covered in the wedding dress.
Wedding dress.
How would you feel buying your own big truck?
Why be reliant on carts here?
On a man.
Well,
you don't need no man.
I walk the streets and that's
sorry, you're still walking the streets?
You go for walks, right?
Yeah. What do you mean when you say this? Just yeah, to be clear, like shopping?
Like daily or?
I just walk.
Okay.
There's no point in having, look, if you're going to be with a man, he needs to have a big truck. Okay? So if I'm going to walk the streets, it's because I'm hoping that I'm going to see that big
You're hoping
man.
Someone will vroom vroom will roll
have
up next
to you. Have
you
ever been single?
Yeah, I was single in that time when Judd fled.
How long was that, by the way?
It was like 3 or 4 hours.
3 or 4 hours you were single.
That feels right.
Out there walking the streets looking for a man. Suddenly, vroom, vroom.
And before that, not 1 second you've been single.
Right.
You've jumped from truck to truck.
Well, all my friends, like all my girls, we've all met our significant others by them yelling at us on the street.
Okay.
So if...
While you're walking the street?
Yeah, while we're walking. Okay.
What usually works, what for the our listeners out there who are hoping to pick up women on the street by yelling at them from a big truck, what type of conversation usually works?
Like, damn girl, you look so sexy, you're asking for it. Look
you're
how,
asking for asking it already? For it.
Yeah.
I don't even
look how,
what is he referring to?
That sounds highly inappropriate.
Look how big I am. Look how big and hard I am in my big truck.
Okay, yeah.
And then, damn... Uh-oh, I'm coming for you.
Uh-oh, I'm coming for you.
this sounds insane.
Colorado is a different place, though.
Colorado
it's not
sounds,
like L.A.
I'm from frigging Tampa. That sounds crazy. Now, I must say, your boyfriend and all the people you've talked about, they sound frigging insane. I want to help you, girl.
You said you've been to Montrose.
I know. I was there for like a tiny film
you're
festival.
You're wearing a cloak.
That's fine.
And you're speaking in a fake British
fine.
Accent.
It's,
you sound insane.
I got this cloak at Uniqlo. It's chill.
Wait, you went to Uniqlo and Magique?
Yes,
Uniqlo and Magique. Two different
places. Yes, of course. They're great. Now, of course, now I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to sign you.
Whoa.
I just have to get you out of Colorado. It's killing you.
I don't know where I would go.
Come to LA.
Wait a minute, Scott. I know what to do.
Oh, okay.
Hey there, girl, look at how hot you are. Look at how big. Look at vroom, 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 vroom. Look, I have a truck. It's downstairs.
He's coming for you.
Yes,
he's coming
I'm
for
coming
you.
For you. It's a 450 downstairs.
I need to see the truck.
Okay, okay. It's a, I don't know.
Call your assistant. Get okay,
hold on, hold on, hold on. Lloyd!
Lloyd, wait. Is this Lloyd from Entourage?
No, that was a joke based on me, but hold on. Lloyd!
So that was based on you, just like Ari was based on Ari Emanuel?
Yes, of course, of course. Yes, okay. Lloyd. Yes, go down to the Ford dealership. Yes, Lloyd. Yes, talk to... Oh, okay. What time's the lunch?
Okay, what was that?
Okay. Somebody's Siri went off there.
Someone's Siri. Okay, Blue, is that your Siri?
No, it's not. Mine's only in German.
Hold on. I think, yes.
How weird.
Okay. 3:30. All right. All right. Bye. What was I in? What was I doing?
You were getting a 450 truck.
I forgot. I have a meeting with.
Okay,
Vin,
so, you, so
Vin
this is
Diesel.
Not happening.
I have a meeting with Vin Diesel later.
You can get a 450. I will absolutely move out here. The 350 is what's rumored to come out soon. So if you've got a 450,
okay. Yeah. I'm worried though that you know, you're just going to jump from man to man, whomever has the biggest truck. Until, sure. You know, I mean, like right now, this truck, the 250 has 8 foot tall wheels. They're twice as big as you. I mean, you know, suddenly.
I have to get somebody to just kind of.
Much like the doves.
Toss me up, yeah.
Yeah. The throwing the doves out or the what was the other analogy you used?
It was something with massaging the sparrows.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone has to push me up like that.
Yeah. Cart won't do it.
Oh, no, Cart can't lift.
He really?
Again?
What kind of puny motherfucker is this?
This guy sucks balls.
He's got multiple slipped discs because he played a lot of football growing up.
Jesus.
He played a lot? How many games?
He played
Madden.
Like 400 games a year.
400 a year?
That's
all right.
Madden. That's those are
yeah.
Madden
oh,
games.
Yes. Those are Madden stats. Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, look, we're coming.
I hope you have a vibrator at the very least.
Look, this is not a question we like to ask on this show, but do you have a vibrator?
I have a truck, and I like to sit on the.
You just sit on the hood? Yeah.
Yes,
okay. All right. Well,
girlfriend,
you know what?
I don't know what to say.
Well, look, you're no help. You're going out there meeting with Vin Diesel.
I tried to whisper, but I've got a meeting with Vin Diesel. They're doing a Disney XD show.
Well, we're just about wrapping up here to get you out in time for that meeting.
Thank
so
God.
There's really only one thing left to do on the show, and that is a little something called plugs.
Wow.
A little something called plugs.
Plugs. You only like me for my plugs.
Okay, that was For My Plugs by Sad Fillmore.
That was like a SoundCloud rapper.
It was very long, this it was, plug song.
A little too long. How would you have done it?
Just plugs. Here we go. Boom.
Boom time. Yeah, exactly. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's then at least keep our plugs to a minimum. What are we plugging here? Flula, what do you got?
My podcast, Boom Time, and subscribe it and love it and hug me digitally if you like.
That's right. And if people see you on the street, and I hope they do.
Yeah, offer me some cashews.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. And Sprague the Whisperer, what do you have?
Of course. I'm three ninjas all grown up. That's in pre-pro.
Six ninjas.
That's in pre-pro right now.
Six ninjas, three on the way, maybe.
That's. Oh, I like
maybe that's the end.
Scott, you're already involved. I'll
suddenly,
get
all of the children of the three ninjas, their girlfriends, all come back from the doctor. And
now we're
like,
talking.
Full
Scott.
Of house type of situation.
This is friggin' good, Scott. This is why I'm here to whisper. And of course, you know, I was a consulting producer on the television show Wrecked on TBS.
You were?
Yes, I was. I went out to Fiji, shot. It was real fun. Zach Cregger, Brian Sacker, great cast.
When's this out?
It's already out. Seasons 1 through 3 on the TBS app. That's, of course, a very easily accessed app on your Apple TV.
Okay. Any commercials you have to sit through if you're watching it on the app?
A couple commercials, maybe a CNN pre-roll or something. Okay. And they advertise like Cuomo Tonight a lot.
Okay, well, so you're watching your own show.
Oh,
a lot,
yeah.
It sounds
you're
like.
Going to watch Turner programming. They're doing very well, Scott.
All right, very good. And Kayla Dickey. By the way, your last name is Dickey.
Yeah.
Isn't it ironic that's the one thing that you don't have a lot of?
That's good, Scott.
Wow, that was harsh.
I don't mean to be harsh. I just, like, you talked about, are you upset?
It's fine. Or? No, I'm fine.
You're fine with it? Yeah.
That's good. That's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered, by the way, like, instead of a guy who owns a big truck, just a guy who possesses a big dick and who has, like, a mid-sized car?
For me, it's all about that big truck just seeing him in his big truck.
She's okay. gone, all right. Scott.
Yeah, she's lost to us.
She's lost.
Let her go.
Just, I tried, you know.
Sure. Anything to plug, Kayla?
Just, like, big trucks, small dicks, and...
Sorry.
Wait, if there was a guy who had a big dick and a big truck, would that be okay?
There's got to be one.
I wouldn't even know what to do with it.
There probably has never been a guy with a big dick who's bought a big truck.
So I guess just roll that dice.
Yep.
And follow me.
Follow you down the street while you're taking these walks? Just shout stuff at you?
Follow me on the street.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
I want to plug the Comedy Bang Bang TV show. If you're in the U.S., all the episodes are out on Netflix. If you're anywhere else, I believe they were all taken down. So sorry about that. I also want to plug the PCAST Blast coming to L.A. This Saturday. That is exciting. It's Comedy Bang Bang with myself, Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, a lot of other special guests. We have the Andy Daly pilot podcast project, and he's doing something really interesting with it. We also have Doughboys.
Yes, the Doughboys.
Yes, you're a big fan over there. Yes. We also have Throwing Shade, Teacher's Lounge, and
Off Book,
of course, the improvised musical. Yes. So come see that at the theater at the Ace Hotel this Saturday, December 15th. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Whoa, what a bag. It's time to open it.
So close to that being gone.
Who owns the rights to that song, Scott?
I think the Three Ninjas may. Ooh. It may be a package deal.
There's
there.
Something good about closing up a black. We'll figure it out. We'll write it into the script.
Guys, I want to thank you so much. Flula, always great to see you.
Just a quick follow question.
Yes, please.
How many people have committed suicide after hearing that song?
Plenty of people have committed suicide during this show. In fact, we had several people jump out a window about 400 episodes back.
Yes. Got it.
But none this year, I believe. Sprague the Whisperer, good luck to you. I don't think I'm going to sign, but Flula was telling me during the break that he's very interested.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
Can I keep this suit?
Of course.
Then count me in.
And Kayla... Look, I would say good luck, but you're going to live a miserable life.
Yeah, who knows? You're fucked.
But who are we to judge? If you're happy.
I just ask that you pray for Jed Wiebe and get yourself a
What if
truck.
Someone were to find Jed Wiebe? Would he be reinstalled as mayor and would you go back there? Or what is your hope?
I think, like I said, he will have a big truck. We will all pile in and we will just head on out.
Just this. All you see is like the end of a movie. That life's not like that, where credits roll and everyone's just fine.
What's going to happen is you're going to drive off in the truck, you're going to go for a while, you're going to pull over to a gas station, you're going to be like, what the hell are we doing? You know, it's just crazy.
Honestly, with Jed at the wheel, I don't even care.
What is the magnetism of this Jed Wiebe guy with his mayoral sex cult?
You got to meet this guy.
This guy, I don't know what he has going on, but... All right.
Pray for him.
All right. Everyone pray for Jed Wiebe. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Want to hear Earwolf pilots before anybody else? We made a podcast feed just for you. Earwolf Presents is full of great stuff, like preview episodes for upcoming shows, peeks behind the paywall, and pilots for podcasts that haven't even been made yet. It's like getting to listen in behind the scenes here at Earwolf. Starting January 21st, Earwolf Presents will have a bunch of new pilots for you, like Edgar Montplaisir's The Wokest. Catch conversations between the wokest man in the world and comedians like Risa Lechea. Also, hear upcoming pilots The Florida Cast, Wow, You're Native American Too?, This Week in Sports, and Carl Alarm all throughout the month. Let us know what you think of them with hashtag Earwolf Presents. Subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear more great episodes from around the network and behind the paywall, like an episode of Drew Tarver's Strictly Business with Derek Contrera, or Act One of Matt Besser's punk musical, Stolen Idea. Just search for Earwolf Presents in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an update.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here. A next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template, and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang. to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye!
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.